There are more than 7,000 dams in New York, and while the large, high-profile ones get regular upkeep, a recent report from the Times Union found that thousands of dams are rarely inspected, and state officials do not have an accurate accounting of their condition. To understand how this situation came to be and what it means, we're joined by Emily Munson, who, along with her Times Union colleague Rick Carlin, produced a deep dive into the state of New York's dams. Welcome to the show, Emily, and congrats on the great reporting.
Thanks for having me, David.
So I want to get our conversation started by getting the lay of the dam landscape in New York. Can you describe the, I guess, scope and breadth of the different types of dams that are all across the state?
As you said in your intro, there are thousands of dams across the state of New York. Some of them are small little dams that you wouldn't notice from a distance. They impound smaller creeks. They might be located on private property or in rural areas. Some of these, though, are massive structures that impound millions of gallons of water. And if they were to fail or overflow, then they could cause significant damage to nearby property and even cause the loss of life.
And are these dams that are, say, decades old, or are we constantly building and replacing older dams?
These dams are decades old. The dam building boom in the U.S. occurred in the Great New Deal period in the 1940s and 50s, when a lot of infrastructure work was occurring in the U.S. after World War II. Some of these dams are even older than that. Some of them are more than 100 years old and stem from milling and other similar work in the U.S. So these dams are often very old, have not been replaced, and in some cases, it's not clear who owns them. Dams can be owned by private individuals on their property, by homeowners associations, by local, state, or federal government. So determining who's responsible for the upkeep and maintenance of a dam can sometimes be a project unto itself.
Well, yeah. Can you flesh that out a little more? Because if we don't know who owns a dam, how do you determine who's responsible for it? And I mean, in the course of your reporting, was there a lot of finger pointing about who's responsible for the thousands of dams across the state?
Reporting this story, I learned the term orphan dam, which is a dam that was built for one purpose, whether that be recreation or industrial work, you know, for example, supporting a mill. But, you know, maybe that purpose is no longer there. And the owners who previously operated and maintained this dam have abandoned it. And yes, dam ownership does produce finger pointing. You know, sometimes there are lawsuits over who is really owns and is responsible for the dam, because prior legal cases have found that the dam owners are ultimately liable for the maintenance and upkeep of any dam on their property. So sometimes it is complicated to determine who owns this. And there have been legal disputes between municipalities, individual property owners, homeowners associations, even companies, about who really owns this piece of infrastructure and thus who has to pay to keep it up.
Well, in light of all that ambiguity, what did you find out about the level of upkeep and maintenance and inspections that's actually going on around the state and with our bridges?
So the State Department of Environmental Conservation is responsible for oversight of dams. That means that they conduct dam inspections, and they also conduct formal assessments of the condition of dams around the state. So we obtained records from the State Department of Environmental Conservation to explore the condition of every dam in New York. And what we found was that more than 375 active dams in New York were rated unsound as of June. And that means, according to the state definition, that their safety cannot be assured. They have some sort of defect that means that they're in poor condition. And of these 375 active unsound dams, about 150 of them are what's called high hazard. And that means that a failure of one of these dams could result in the loss of human life. These are the largest dams that hold back millions of gallons of water and often are in proximity to urban or suburban areas and could flood homes, businesses, or roads if they fail.
The fact that we have these high hazard conditions, should we be concerned, or should we put less stock in the terminology that's being used right now? Because I would hope that if this was of significant concern, that the state would be being more aggressive with it. So how serious should we take these potential threats?
So the state DEC stressed to us that they focus their resources where it matters on these high hazard dams that could produce fatalities. And they have made some progress over the past couple of years. For example, in 2018, only half of high hazard dams had their condition assessed by state officials. Now that number is up to 87%. But that means that there's still a portion of these largest high hazard dams that state officials have not formally determined what condition they're in and whether they would qualify as unsafe. So there's certainly progress to be made. And we also found that some high hazard dams had not been inspected in the recommended time period that they were supposed to be inspected in. And at large, when we're talking about all of the active dams in the state, not just the largest ones, we found that over 3,000 of them had not been inspected in the past 20 years. So what this means is there is a flood risk from some dams, and the state is working to put their resources to ensure the safety of the dams that could cause the largest damage. But those resources are somewhat limited. The Association of State Dam Safety Officials found that the money New York budgeted per dam for safety regulation has remained at about half the national average since 1999. And meanwhile, New York safety inspectors are on average responsible for twice the number of dams as other states. So they're working on this issue, but legislators who we spoke to about this said that perhaps more resources are necessary to really get their arms around the problem of dams in New York.
For listeners who are just joining us, you're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're speaking with Emily Munson, a data reporter for the Times Union, which took a deep dive look at the state of New York's dams. So you used the word recommended with regards to some of the monitoring and, prevention efforts that the DEC is responsible for. In the course of reporting this, though, did it appear that the DEC is out of compliance with any maybe mandates in either state or federal law? Or is this simply a case where they are taking advantage of broad flexibility in what they're required to do in terms of these safety checks?
First, let me clarify that, you know, most regulation of dams is done at the state level in the U.S. States will oversee dams that are operated by state or local governments as well as private entities, although the federal government, including multiple agencies, will play a role in the oversight of dams that are located on federal property. Most of the job here falls to the state, and different states have varying regulations regarding inspections, condition ratings, and other dam safety efforts. What we found was that the state has set guidance about how often dams should be inspected, depending on their size and the potential damage that they could cause. So some smaller dams are supposed to be examined at least once a decade, whereas for the larger dams, they're recommended to be inspected every 2 years by the state. And what we found was that many dams had not been inspected in this time period. And based on our interviewing and other reporting, a lot of that seems to have stemmed from the small number of inspectors that New York State has, just about a dozen for the thousands of dams in New York. And some people who participate in dam inspections do other environmental work as well, the DEC told us. In addition, the pandemic does seem to have played a small factor here, impacting the timing of inspections over the last year and a half.
Well, this is a really interesting story, and I think one that no one thought about until we saw it in print for the Times Union. So what got you turned on to this? Was this something that you and your colleague Rick Carlin were previously just interested in, or did you get some sort of tip? What's the backstory of this?
Yeah, Rick had done some prior reporting on the condition of dams back in 2019, but he, as well as the Associated Press that had done some reporting on this, had often focused on just some of the larger dams, the high hazard ones. So the reporting then was more limited. So we decided that we should try to obtain the state records again that detailed exactly what condition the state's dams were in, so that we could see what had been done since 2019 and what the state of New York's dams were now. So that's what motivated us. And I have to say, we learned a lot through this reporting.
Well, where does your reporting on this issue then go from here? Because you've obviously stirred up the hornet's nest to a certain degree. Lawmakers are responding. So what's next, either for you or for the Times Union on this issue, you think?
We heard from legislators that there is likely to be hearings on this issue during the legislative session as a result of our reporting. And it's also likely that legislators will push for more state funding to support dam safety in New York. So we expect further conversation on this issue during the upcoming session. In addition, there was money for dam-related projects included in the federal bipartisan infrastructure bill. There was about $3 billion total for projects across the nation in that bill. But it's unclear at this time how much of that money will be coming to New York. Governor Hochul's office told us that they will use the new federal funding to work on improving dam safety in the state. And they'll also look for other opportunities to increase investments in this area and expand their efforts further. So we expect to continue to learn more about this issue over the next couple of months and possibly see announcements about further state investments in this area.
Well, we've been speaking with Emily Munson. She's a data reporter for the Times Union, who, along with her colleague Rick Carlin, produced an extensive deep dive into the New York State dam landscape. Emily, thanks again for joining us, and congrats on the great work.
Thanks.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by the New York State AFL-CIO, a federation of 3,000 unions fighting for working people by keeping New York State union strong. UnionStrongNY.com for more information.